This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, I suggest it and advise it. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or get us on Twitter at BFM Radio or now on Instagram at BFM Radio. You may have heard me earlier on interrupting Frida's talk set, talking about our story that we're leading with today. Digital well-being, I think we're going to base it on, and about how there's perhaps a simple fix that we could deal with notifications on our phones and how we can cope with them. That's the story we're going to lead with. Then we're moving on to story number two in a little while about how Twitter have said, sorry, we can't fix verifications right now.
Yeah.
And then story number three, this is a controversial one, this Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Does Facebook profit from extreme content?
Mm-hmm. Does it?
Quite a serious topic, something we'll be discussing in depth a little bit later on. And then wrapping up, of course, with five things Obama has said about Nelson Mandela. Why are we doing that today, Christine?
Not about Nelson Mandela, but kind of in honor of. And we're doing that because it would have been Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday.
It would indeed. Right. So the simple way Apple and Google could fix notifications. This is by a piece that I read by a guy called Kostadin Kushlev, who is a psychological scientist. And he's been studying the effects of mobile technology on well-being for the past 5 years. Bit of a smart fella. Mm-hmm. So Apple and Google have recently announced that features in their forthcoming mobile operating system designed to reduce interruptions and manage screen time. Android and iOS users alike will soon be able to guard their sleep against digital temptation, easily activate Do Not Disturb mode when needed, and get prompted to stop when they have been using their favorite app beyond a personally chosen time limit. Therefore, this whole thing that we had before about the zombie scrolling thing, you know, you can kind of set, okay, give me half an hour with Instagram and then I'm done. Mm. And it will let you know about that. So they did a whole bunch of research and it's already documented how smartphones may be harming people's sleep quality, distracting them from non-digital activities. And there's consistent evidence that smartphones can also distract users from the family and friends right in front of them, such as when sharing a meal or spending time with their children. I think we've all seen this in social situations, right? So they did a bunch of experiments. They took a bunch of millennials out and they basically sent them messages every 15 minutes and kind of catalogued how many of them responded to these messages that they sent out every 15 minutes. 174 people they tracked. Can you guess how many of these 174 people responded within 5 minutes?
Not a lot of them.
Correct, 174.
Seriously?
All of them, yeah.
Wow.
They all responded immediately.
Surprising.
However, they did find out that when socializing with face-to-face only, people felt happier and more connected to others than when they were socializing only through their phones. We know that, you know, you can be sat with your best friend having a great conversation, you'll get a ding-ding, and you want to check that message.
Mm.
It just becomes one of those things. It's like Pavlov's dog, you know, ding-ding, oh, I must check my phone.
Mm.
And it becomes an issue. You know, people felt worse and less connected when they mixed face-to-face with digital socializing and compared to when they solely socialized in person.
Right.
There's a real interesting quote here, though, that Audrey picked out, actually, earlier on. So the Center for Advanced Hindsight suggests that never receiving notifications hurts well-being by increasing fear of missing out.
FOMO.
So it's the other end of the spectrum, you know. You're getting your notifications. It's distracting you, you know, all over the place. It's driving you crazy. But if you don't get them, you get this whole FOMO thing.
I don't actually agree with that at all.
Right, but this is what research is showing.
Right.
So you can choose to disagree, but this guy is, you know, this is what they're saying. But what his suggestion is that the best way is to find a middle ground. He found that by setting the phone to deliver batches of notifications 3 times a day optimized your well-being, to set their users up for optimal psychological benefits from both their digital and non-digital activities. So basically he's saying batch notifications are better than having them come in dribs and drabs throughout the day.
But batch notifications meaning like you get all your notifications at once, or some things like WhatsApp you just get notified like the moment a message comes in.
Right. So what they're suggesting is that you tell the apps on your phone that I would like to receive notifications between this time and this time and only this time and this time. So let's say, for example, you've told WhatsApp, okay, feel free to send me a notification between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and then I want you to shut off until 1 p.m., until 2 p.m., and then shut off again until 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Yeah, but that doesn't work, no? It's like it's because WhatsApp has become like the new call. So if someone's calling you and you don't pick up the phone, it's the same as you shutting off notifications for WhatsApp because that's the only way people get to communicate with you nowadays. But if you don't let them get in, the time they need to get in, like just say your work groups or even like your family needs to get in touch for something that they need to know at that time, and then you're checking it like 6 hours later, then what's the point?
Agreed.
I just want to go back to one thing from the article. Did you say that in the study, they set notifications every 15 minutes or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my issue with that, right? Because you don't get notifications on a set like interval like that in real life. They kind of come as and when, right? So I feel like I don't know if that was an accurate study of how actually people... Because especially if they knew that the notifications would come every 15 minutes, of course you'd reply immediately.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? So I don't know how that maybe skewed the results of that study particularly or not. But
that's just part of the study.
Yeah. But still, you know... But also in terms of getting batch notifications, I think I would be so stressed out. Because the thing about... Like you said, most of the notifications that I get are from direct messaging apps. So WhatsApps or texts or calls or whatever, you know, or things like that. And the things that I don't get notifications on, I either turn them off entirely or I mute them. Mm. You already have a mute function.
Right.
What's the point of getting badge notifications now? Yeah.
Okay, so we asked you guys at home to kind of give us feedback via WhatsApp, via Twitter, and via Instagram. We've had quite a few messages already on Instagram. I'll just run through a couple of them already. Just in case you didn't know, our Instagram handle is at BFM Radio because we're inventive like that. It started off, the first one this morning was, how do you cope? It basically said, you know, do you have a problem coping with them? That was the kind of question that we posed. Mm-hmm. And people were just like, no, we're not. I have no problem dealing with it, you know, which is kind of expected. Some people saying that. Other people saying just use the mute button. Other people saying just ignore and do your important stuff. If it's urgent, please call. Zubair7 says, I don't. I open them all. Sophia has said, have a schedule on when to check those notifications. Avoid checking them all the time. Other people saying, I just ignore them. Aaron Dandriansen says, just drink some coffee. You know, some interesting answers we're getting here. You know, but this is the thing. You know, people have an opinion on this, and everybody kind of deals with it in their own little way. I'm not so sure that batch notifications is a good suggestion. You know, but like this guy is saying, he thinks and their study shows that this could possibly be the way to kind of get around it. I am of the opinion that if I go out for coffee with somebody or I go out for lunch or dinner with somebody, I don't want phones involved in that interaction. You know, I'd much rather have a face-to-face conversation and just put the phones on mute just for a little while.
Yeah.
And like one of the guys has said, if it's important, the people will call.
Even WhatsApp.
Or WhatsApp, yeah. Even WhatsApp.
I
want the whole thing off, yeah.
I think there should be like brackets that you can put your apps into. So like Instagram, you can have like batch notifications because it's never urgent. It's just stuff you post a picture up and then you want to know how many people liked it or, you know, saw it or stuff like that. But if it's stuff like Twitter, then it depends why you use Twitter. If it's for news or if it's you're following like news sites, CNN, BBC and stuff, then you want to get breaking news, which you could argue that you could get those notifications from those news apps. And it doesn't have to be Twitter. But things like WhatsApp, I think you shouldn't have batch notifications because if it's urgent, then it should be, you should answer them on the spot or you should be able to check the app.
Yeah.
And if it's not urgent, then you just keep it for another time.
Yeah. All right. Okay, feedback, folks, if you can, get us on WhatsApp, ironically, 018-789-8899 or on Twitter at BFM Radio or, in fact, on Instagram, also at BFM Radio. How do you cope if you have too many notifications on your device? That's what we're asking right now. That's what we're starting off with. Get in touch. We're going to take a short break with some music first. And then when we get back, how Twitter have said they can't fix the verification problem just yet. Bear with them. Right. Time for music. It is the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Stop here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.